or will melt away. That's it ain't gonna be a lot of people gather up a lot of stuff here, but it ain't gonna we ain't gonna carry it with us.
Ready, team?
People steal, they cheat and lie.
Psalms 103 this morning. Y'all glad to be here? It is good to be in the Lord's house. It is a good crowd, a good spirit in the place. We've got a building slab full of food over there. And if you're hungry, just know I've got about 6 points this morning. And I'm picking with you. I don't have that many. I won't be very long. But we're going to praise the Lord while we're in here. We're going to glorify His name and we're going to exalt Him. There's nobody that's more worthy of our praise and our song, and every breath in our body ought to ring to His exaltation this morning to glorify Him. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. I love Thanksgiving. And yes, I love to eat, and that's why I like Thanksgiving. But I love the family time. I love Thanksgiving is not as secular and it's not all about gifts like Christmas is, and I love that. And it's a time that we set apart and separate that we can thank the Lord for everything that He's done. And let me tell you something, He's worthy of our thanksgiving. But every day we ought to thank the good Lord for what He's done and how He's been for us. Let's all stand for the reading of God's Word. We've stood up and sat down all morning. Let's stand up again. If there's anything worth standing up for, it's the Word of God. Psalm 103, verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all of thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good news, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for Your Word this morning. Give me power to preach Your Word. I pray the souls would be saved. Lord, open our hearts. Lord, I pray that You would strike something within us that know You, Lord. Lord, I pray that You would encourage us this morning. Lord, may we break forth into thanksgiving. Lord, may we praise Your holy name. It's worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You may be seated. I want to look there in verse 1. The psalmist David, the king of Israel, said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Verse 2, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. I want to preach to you on that subject today. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The word bless simply in the Hebrew means to praise. David is simply saying, praise the Lord, O my soul. He repeats himself two times. Praise the Lord, O my soul. The word praise means to tell, to speak of, to speak in praise of, to bestow, to praise, to celebrate. I want you to know that we are commanded as God's people to praise the Lord. We are commanded to speak of Him, to praise of Him, to bestow in His behalf, to praise, to celebrate. Child of God, we are commanded to praise the Lord. I want you to know that praise is simply our reaction to what God has done in our life. To say that we're praising the Lord simply means that we are reacting to His goodness within our life. May I tell you that God is working every day on our behalf. God is in our life. He's in our midst. He's working within our families. You say, preacher, I've got a lot of bad. Well, friend, I promise you, if you counted all the good things, you couldn't count all the things that God has done for you. God is in this place. He's in your life. He's working every single day. When you're in the bed and you're asleep, God's still awake. He's still working. I want you to know it seemed like the world has gone crazy, but I want you to know that He's still got the whole world in His hands. He's still on His throne. He's still in control. Child of God, we ought to react to what He's done for us. We ought to respond to His goodness. I'll tell you what, we react to touchdowns. We react to home runs. We ought to react to the goodness and the glory of an Almighty God. We react to the things of man. I'm telling you, His people ought to react to their master. I want you to know His creation ought to react every time that He does something good, which is all the time, by the way. As God's people, we ought to celebrate. We ought to respond. We ought to praise. We ought to glorify the precious name of Jesus. The very day that I met Jesus, He saved me, and I realized that day He loved me more than anybody has ever loved me. And that day I began to fall in love with Jesus Christ. And since that day, I've studied my Bible, and I've prayed, and I've gone to church, and I've witnessed, and all through those things, I began to learn how to love Jesus more and more every day. And I found this, you can go to the Word of God and you cannot exhaust the riches and the goodness of Jesus Christ. I want you to know that David said that you can praise all the time and still not speak of all of His wonderful characteristics. God is good. God is worthy to be praised. God's people, we ought to praise Jesus for what He's done for us. Never be bashful. Never be bashful to praise the Lord. I told somebody the other day, it's amazing that sometimes we can sit around a campfire with our buddies and talk like a sailor, but to utter the word of Jesus can just terrify us sometimes. Let me tell you something, child of God. We ought to celebrate in public what Jesus has done for us. We ought to let the whole world know how good God has been. This world might just turn around if they hear about how good God is. They'll never know He's that good unless we tell them. Amen. Let's praise His holy name. The psalmist David, a man after God's own heart, the king of a country. Let me tell you, this isn't just a preacher. This is a leader of one of the greatest nations. And he's standing up and he's saying, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul." Boy, I wish our leaders would do that. Amen. I want you to look here. I want you to hold your spot there in Psalm 107. And we're just going to read some of the praises. And child of God, I hope this sets a fire within your heart and soul. If you don't praise Him every day, if you don't sing to Him every day, I hope that changes this morning. I hope it ignites a fire within your soul. The psalmist David said in Psalm 107 verse 8, "All that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." Look in verse 15. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." Let's go to verse 21. Guess what he says? "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." If you hadn't got it figured out, look in verse 31. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." The leader, the king, is saying, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord." Four times he stated, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord." I want to echo that today. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that His people, which are called by His name, would praise His holy name this morning." I want you to look here in Psalm 95. Oh, stay with me. This is good stuff. Psalm 95. Let's just praise Him for a minute. Psalm 95. David just breaks out into praise. He said, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, and He made it. And His hands formed the dry land." I love this. "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Notice Psalm 96. "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, all ye kindred of the Lord. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His holy name. Bring an offering and come unto His courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth." Can somebody say amen? I'll tell you what, David just broke loose a little bit. I'm telling you, he was what we would call charismatic in his worship. He was charismatic in his praise. Let me tell you something. David worshiped more reverent than anybody I ever seen. You see some of his worship services. He was broken down. He was on his face before the Lord getting things right and getting his heart right. But when his heart got right, he broke forth into praise, into celebration, into rejoicing. You know, I was raised most of my life absolutely scared to death to praise the Lord. And, you know, a lot of times as Baptists, we think if we shout too loud, we may be called charismatic or one of them Pentecostals, friend. It ain't about that. It's about knowing the Lord and celebrating what you have in Jesus Christ. And it's a bad day when God's people scream louder at the TV than they do in a worship service. Amen? And as God's people, we've got a reason, we've got an excuse to praise the precious name of Jesus. And if God's people would catch fire, if God's people would just fall in love with Jesus and just praise His holy name, I'm telling you, we would praise the devil out of this place. We would praise him out of our life. We would praise him off of our family. We would praise him out of our homes. We need to exalt the precious name of Jesus. And I'll tell you one thing about David. He wasn't scared to praise the Lord. He wasn't scared to go out in public and say, Jesus is good all the time. He wasn't scared to go out and talk about the beauty and the holiness of Jesus Christ. Isn't it amazing? You can go out there and you can talk about everything, but to utter the goodness of God, it scares us to death. Isn't that a shame? David wasn't scared. How come? Because he just fell in love with Jesus. And every day he woke up and he just started shouting. He just started celebrating. He was so in love with Jesus, you couldn't hush him up. You couldn't stop him. You couldn't keep his hands together. You couldn't keep them down because he was so in love with Jesus. It was just coming out. You just couldn't stop him. You couldn't put a hold on him because he loved the Lord so much. He was bursting forth with praise and adoration to the Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy. Look in Psalm 103. I love to preach in the Baptist church and see the faces when you get to talking about praise. Look like a calf at a new gate. What do we do? What do you mean? We're Baptists. It's all right to get excited about knowing Jesus. It's all right to shout amen. It's all right to shout hallelujah or praise the Lord. It's all right because He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. The question is, how do I praise the Lord? Notice back in our text, Psalm 103 and verse 1. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. How do you praise the Lord this morning? He simply said, with all that is within me. Do you know, child of God, that everything that is within you ought to bring honor and glory to the Lord? What is within us? Our heart is within us. Our soul's within us. Our body's within us. Our mind's within us. Our mouth is within us. Our hands are within us. Our entire self ought to be given to the praise and to the honor and to the glory of Jesus Christ. David said, for all that is within me, all that is within me. What does that mean? That meant he gave his entire self to the exaltation of Jesus Christ. To exalt him. Everything come out of his mouth was praising the Lord. Man, everything, he'd go to clapping, he'd go shouting, he'd go singing, because he was just in love with the Lord, and he gave his entire self to lifting up the precious name of Jesus. You say, preacher, how do I praise his name? All that is within you. It starts within our hearts. And if he hadn't done something in your heart, then you ain't got a lot to praise about. Somebody told somebody one time, preacher got on the crowd, won't y'all shout, won't y'all get excited? And the lady went to the preacher and said, preacher, they may not have anything to be excited about. And sometimes we don't get excited because we don't have anything to get excited about. But if you know Jesus, He saved your soul, He's living within your heart and soul, then all that is within you ought to be lifted up to the exaltation of Jesus. All that is within us, we give so much to so many things before the Lord. Let me tell you something. There's nothing wrong with hobbies. There's nothing wrong with sports. There's nothing wrong with the things of this world. But it is if you put it before the Lord. All that is within me, let's exalt Him. Let's bless Him. Let's praise Him. Isn't He worthy to be praised? He said, all that is within me. Notice what He said in verse 2. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all His benefits. You say, how do I praise the Lord? Well, if you get to the place where you don't forget the benefits of God, you're going to have a reason to praise every day. How do I step out of my comfort zone every day and begin to talk about the goodness of God? You remember the benefits that God has blessed you with. And when you remember the benefits that God has so graciously put in your life, you will be willing to praise His name wherever you go. Let me tell you something. God's been too good for me not to praise Him. I can't afford not to praise His name this morning. Because all of the benefits that He has filled my life with. How do you praise, preacher? Because I look at what God's done in my life. And I got a reason to praise Him. How do you pray? How do you get excited? Let me tell you something. You meet Jesus. And you fall in love with Him every day. And you get in His Word. You get in prayer. And you just build in this relationship. And He just starts seeping out. He just starts seeping out. Oh, I'm telling you, I wish Jesus would seep out of us. Forget not all your benefits, okay? He has blessed your life. He has filled your life with so much. And if we as God's people would remember the benefits, remember the goodness. So why this morning do I praise the Lord? Why do we praise Him? Notice what He said in verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all of thy diseases. Notice what He said in verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. We praise the Lord for His divine mercy. God has been merciful to us. He's given us what we don't deserve. Amen? He's given us what we don't deserve. And God has been so good to fill us with things that we don't deserve, and He doesn't give us what we do deserve. And that's the mercy of God and the forgiveness that we have received from Him. And every day we walk in the grace and the mercy of God. May I remind you, you're here this morning because of His mercy and His grace. You know why I'm not in the grave today? Because of the mercy of God. Understand that I have a reason to praise His name every single day because He is merciful. And He has filled my life with grace and mercy. Isn't He merciful to us? Isn't He wonderful? Man, I'm telling you. God is so full of mercy. Notice what He said in verse 4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Praise Him for His divine redemption. Remember that you were headed to that place called hell. And you got saved and you allowed Jesus to intervene in that life. And He changed that path. There was a day in your life that you were headed to hell. And now you're headed to heaven. Praise His holy name. You say, preacher, I ain't got nothing to praise Him for because things have been bad. If you're saved, you got a reason to praise Him. Because He's redeemed you. He's bought you. I want you to know, if you die right now, you're going to heaven. Hey, everything here may be falling apart, but it's going to be restored when we get to glory land. Amen. It's all right. That's why Job didn't care about all those sores on his body. That's why he didn't let it bother him of all the disasters he was going through. He didn't go through all of that depression because he said, I know that my Redeemer lives and He shall stand at the latter days upon the ends of the earth. And though my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Job said, it don't matter what I'm going through here because I've been redeemed. And one day I'm going to heaven. And everything's going to get better. Oh, aren't you thankful for that redemption? Aren't you thankful that He paid the price for us? Aren't you thankful that you're saved and going to heaven today? Praise His name. Let Him know how thankful you are. Let Him know that you are grateful for forgiving you and redeeming you and going to the cross for you. When's the last time you just stopped and said, Lord, thank You for dying for me? Lord, thank You for going to the cross. Lord, thank You for saving my soul. God's people, if you can't be thankful for Him saving your soul, something's wrong. When's the last time you stopped and just said, glory to Your name. Praise You. Oh man, He's worthy to be praised. Notice verse 4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? There was a day that I was headed to destruction, but He redeemed me. I love this. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Crown, I love that. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness. May I tell you, I can praise the Lord because of the divine love that God has for me. I'll tell you, when everybody else doesn't love me, God loves me. you hear me today, when all your friends have turned their back on you, you remember there's one in heaven who still knows every hair on your head, who knows your stature, and He loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son for you. Let me tell you something. God is in love with you. He's in love with me. And you know what? Something about that? I don't deserve His love. But He loved me anyway. Boy, if I don't get you shouting, your shout's broke. Amen. If I don't get you shouting, your shouter needs to be fixed this morning. He loved you anyway. He loved me anyway. I didn't deserve the love. I didn't deserve the cross. I didn't deserve the resurrection of the grave. I didn't deserve that place called heaven. But He loved me anyway. Whoo, ain't He good? I'm a sinner. I was alienated. I was enemies of God. But He redeemed me. And He showered me with His love. Every day I get to wake up and I get to walk in the goodness of God. Oh, He's worthy. Oh, He's worthy to be praised. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Number three, how long do I praise the Lord? Look in Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Psalm 119 and 164. How long do I praise? 119, 164. Seven times a day do I praise Thee because of Thy righteous judgments. Let me tell you something. You're not going to shut this preacher up. If my praise of Jesus offends you, then I apologize for nothing else. Then you need to get right with the Lord. Because I'm not going to stop praising the Lord. And don't you stop praising the Lord. And I'll tell you what, His people need to break forth in praise. And when we begin to praise, David said, you praise Him seven times a day. Sometimes we come to the Lord's house and we act like we're in a funeral service. And we sit there and we're sold up and we're sored up. Bless me if you can, preacher. Hey, I'm just looking at half of y'all this morning. I'm picking. But that's how we do. And if somebody's shouting, oh, that you hush them up down there. That's how we do. Somebody raise a hand. Oh, man, they must have something going on with them this morning. Let somebody get to singing real loud. Well, what's their deal? Can't somebody just get excited? I mean, we can go to the football game and scream like idiots and don't think nothing about it. But we come to God's house and we get a smile on our face and we think something's wrong. Friend, we didn't come to a funeral. Nobody died here. We're not here because somebody's dead. We're here because somebody's alive. We're here because He resurrected from the grave on the third day. We're here today and we're praising His name because He's still on the throne. And I want you to know He's still working today. And I can praise Him every single day. I guarantee you, Brother Bruce, you got that song going. I'm telling you, Hamburg should have heard us singing the praises of God. We ought to be just dripping with Jesus and praise and adoration to His name. I'm telling you, we ought to sing the walls down, amen? Because God has been good. You say, well, preacher, that's just too much for me. Well, oh well. Seven times a day. You got six more times. Let's go, amen? This praise Him. And don't let nobody put your praise out. Don't let anybody put your shout out. Don't let anybody steal your song. Man, I'm telling you, He's worthy to be praised. Oh, He's good. Oh, He's good. Man, He's wonderful. He saved my soul. I got three precious babies sitting over here. God is good. I got a wife over here. I got clothes on my body. God is good. Praise His holy name. Hey, if something happens today, bless God, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to glory land. I'm not going to the grave. I'm going to heaven. Praise His holy name. He's worthy to be praised. My gosh. A little cozy girl come down here. Jesus saved my soul. We ought to be shouting the house off. God's good. God's great. Praise His holy name. Another one has been redeemed. Man, let's praise. Man, let's just enjoy what we have in the Lord. Man, I tell you, you may be scared to death this morning. It's all right. You say, well, preacher, I don't like all that. Well, you ain't going to like heaven then. Because heaven's going to be full of shouting and praising. And we're going to be giving honor and glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait to get to see Jesus. Oh, man. When's the last time you stopped, child of God, and said, Lord, thank you? When's the last time you just said, Lord, thank you for saving my soul? Thank you for my family. Thank you for all you've done for me. We can talk about the physical things, the spiritual things. Friend, God has been good. And He's good all the time. And all the time He's good. Would you be willing, child of God, to praise Him? How do we apply this, preacher? We fall on our face and we worship the Lord. We get our hearts right. And when we get up from that altar, we praise Him. We go out those doors and we praise Him. Every day, we tell people the goodness of Jesus. Every day, we put a smile on our face. The other day, I walked into the bank, and this woman said, I tell you, I love to see you come. I said, boy, you need to talk to my wife about that. Boy, I'm telling you, I said, what's the deal? She said, you always got a smile. I said, well, I wish I could take credit for that, but it ain't my fault. It's Jesus' fault. He's the reason I smile every day. Child of God, let's put a smile on our face. Let's get in a better mood. Man, I'm telling you, what do we have to be down about? Oh, the politics. Who cares? Jesus is still King. Oh, the economy. He owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. He will take care of us. Amen? We got a lot to be thankful for. Let's just praise Him. Let's celebrate His goodness. Let's be cheerleaders. I'll tell you what, if David walked in here, went to praise Him, we'd probably ask him to leave. Man, he would scare us to death. What is he doing? He was a man after God's own heart. He loved the Lord so much, and you wasn't going to stop him from telling about it. Christian, child of God, are you praising Him? Are you praising Him? You say, I'm not, preacher. Then I want to encourage you to do exactly where David always started, and that was on his face. Getting things right within your heart. If you're here this morning, you've never been saved, I want to encourage you to walk this aisle this morning. Let me show you how to be saved. You can be saved where you are. I can't save you, but Jesus can. If you're here this morning, you've never been saved, I want you to be saved. These altars are going to be open. If you just want to publicly come down here and fall on your face and thank the Lord for what He's done, I want you to do that. Let's stand very quiet, very reverent. As she plays this morning, whatever your need is, would you come? Whatever your need is, whatever's going on, the Holy Spirit's convicting you this morning, would you move? Would you respond to His goodness? Would you react?